I've often told people that they know more classical music than they think, because over the decades you would learn so much of the standard repertoire from movie scores where they would play that. Now we've come the other way, where music composed for the movies is now in the concert hall. And boy, we have a lot of it coming up on Saturday night.
Exactly right, George. You nailed it on the head. You know, in the old days, the older films would have used classical references. You've heard Beethoven, Mozart, you know, Chopin, and all of these film scores.
Les Preludes.
Absolute, absolutely.
Rogers.
But now the writing has gotten so good from these great composers who are classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Williams is a classically trained composer that writes serious music. I mean, he writes orchestral music. He writes concerti to a very high level. But it takes it to another level, because not only are these composers that I'm featuring on this performance great composers, but they have another talent. Not only great orchestrators as well, but they're looking at a film with no sound, and they're creating sound that matches or gives that image or that character life. And that's a real different talent that they have that others don't have. You know, 99% of the time when they're looking at these things, they're looking at these things slowly. And then they're identifying. For example, if I sing bum-ba-da-ba, bum-ba-da, one measure, you know exactly what film it is and what character it's referencing. And every time you hear that, almost like Wagner, when you hear that music, you know what we're talking about and who's there. The same thing with Hitchcock. It's a little more dated, but Hitchcock movies, black and white, one dimensional, one camera shot, limited lighting, so you see shadows, right? Primitive in the eyes of today's movie makers, but artistic in those days. When you heard that one unwavering note from an oboe just come in and just sustain a pitch, you knew that there was trouble coming right around the corner. And that's what great composers do. With minimal effort, minimal music, they can make something come to life. I cannot imagine watching a Steven Spielberg movie, as wonderful as he is, and then the cinematographers, how wonderful they are, to watch it without a soundtrack of orchestral music, or the soundtracks, in this case, of John Williams. It would be less than beautiful, one-dimensional. But the music can stand alone. That's the beautiful thing. And the nice thing about this concert is that it's not just about John Williams. It's about John Williams and friends. Now, to me, I don't know how you feel, but I think Hans Zimmer is a fabulous composer.
You'll have to tell me about him, really.
Hans Zimmer wrote The Way of the Sword, The Last Samurai. The Last Samurai, this movie is a beautiful movie. Hans Zimmer, that's his music. Also, Gladiator. Have you ever seen that movie with Russell Crowe? A fabulous movie. This guy, to me, is deep, rich, and a great orchestrator. One of my favorites. And then there's many others. There's things like Baldet for the Pirates of the Caribbean. Everybody knows and loves that, from the Johnny Depp character of the whole thing. Again, there's James Horner from Apollo 13. You know, Danny Elfman, Spider-Man. Just great, great orchestrations. And then John Williams. It's just really, really great stuff. And then I'm doing a Andrew Lloyd Webber selections from The Phantom of the Opera, which is, of course, a stage play, but also first was a film, and it's, again, been remade. But just great, great music. This is a concert for 8-year-olds and 88-year-olds, because we've all seen this kind of music. You know, in Italy, when I began as an opera conductor in Italy, it was part of their lifestyle, part of their culture. They all know the arias. They all can sing along with it. But what we do great here in the United States is film. And the film industry is huge, and the soundtracks of these pieces are absolutely beautiful and wonderful and standalone. I don't even think this is a pops concert. I think this is a great concert of classical orchestral music that's popular and purposeful and part of our culture. This is why I programmed it, so that it would be important to our, relevant and important to our community.
Are you going to do like Peter Schickele come swinging on stage for Pirates?
With his tails and work boots? I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the insurance risk, it would be really great. What a great Peter Schickele.
Yeah. I just I guess it's all John Williams all the time this year. I just got a Facebook notice from the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, and they're doing one of the Star Wars films and going to play the score.
Right. Yeah. You know, when musicians were, like when I was going to the conservatory, we were studying Beethoven, Brahms, and Wagner. Nowadays, today's musician has to be well-versed and has to be able to play this kind of music because, like you mentioned in the beginning of this broadcast, that this repertoire is becoming part of the standard repertoire for an American orchestra.
Check and see with the symphony office. There may be a few tickets left. This concert has sold very well. And also, if you can tell us a little about the choral music on...
Yeah, Made in America is really a great opportunity on Sunday. It's part of our encore series, which features our choruses, and it really brings to light our directors. The thing is, the symphony is larger than just a symphony orchestra. We have huge educational programs. I'm in the schools meeting with all the third graders every season. Matter of fact, I just finished one up this morning. And this season's topic is, where in the world is the Paducah Symphony? And we're teaching them, by listening to composers, where in the world they lived and what their flags looked like. And so we put Tchaikovsky in Russia, and we identify the Russian flag. So we're teaching them a lot of the curriculum through listening to orchestral music. And they'll also be bust in April to hear the orchestra playing this repertoire live for them. And that's in addition to the instrument petting zoo, where the kids can go around at the Carson Center and play any instrument they choose.
Oh, wow.
In the orchestra. So my inspiration is for them to go home and say, listen, Mom and Dad, I heard the symphony tonight, and I want to play the bassoon. And I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear the next question, which is, by the way, what's a bassoon?
I don't know. I guess great minds think alike. As soon as you said kids and instruments, I thought double reed. It's like some kid trying to blow an oboe.
You know? There you go. I mean, the world needs more bassoon players. I think it's great. So that's part of it, but also our choruses. We have the adult chorus. We also have the youth chorus and the children's chorus, which perform all over with and get great reviews and accolades from the state level. The kids are great. The parents are great. And this is a big part of our outreach. That's Sunday, Made in America, which means, of course, it's featuring music of American composers.
Check it out, everybody. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.